Also, I thought I had stomach cancer the past 2 weeks.
Oh.
Turns out...
You got over it.
Turns out the pork jerky that I've been getting from Costco at work needed to be put in the refrigerator, and it was bad. And I've been slowly...
You've just been eating rancid meat this whole time?
Yeah.
That's very funny and very you.
No wonder I felt so bad this week. I was like, I haven't had a solid poo in 2 weeks. I think I'm dying.
Mm. Turns out...
I might have a tapeworm now.
You kind of were.
I kind of was. I was slowly poisoning myself.
Yeah. That's fun.
Luckily, the booze probably helped clean me out.
Yeah.
It was killing
me. That's actually probably true.
Yeah. Good thing I was sober. I did, because the week I had the daycare, I didn't drink at all.
Oh.
And I was, and coming back from Colorado and, like, just getting back to altitude and...
But in Colorado.
I drank some. Not much.
Because
at altitude.
Right. And there were other options.
Yeah. One of my cabinets in my kitchen is all edibles.
Oh.
I bought so much edibles recently.
It's like my tea cabinet.
Yes.
But with weed.
Yeah. You know what I need?
Both are herbal.
Both are herbal, yeah. I need a lot of edibles. I realized today
that... I need a lot of edibles.
I'm in a lot of pain most of the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Physical or mental?
Both.
Yeah.
Actually more physical nowadays.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I've done enough microdosing. I think my brain feels better.
Do I need to do that?
If you want to. I actually have some very nice light microdoses that might help you, but they are mushrooms.
I can't do that. I can't dive into that lifestyle.
I don't think you'd be like, whoa, the colors.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I would be that either.
The microdosing is just simple.
Just feels like a slippery slope for
me. I understand. That's why I said suggested it but didn't offer. I'm just saying.
You kind of offered, and that's fine if you offer.
I'm allowing you to have the option.
I've turned down many offers in my day.
I know.
Many.
Okay.
Of a lot of drugs.
I don't want you to do drugs. I just want you to do something that might help you.
I'm just saying you would be surprised the drugs I've been offered.
I'm just saying I don't think the mushrooms are necessarily as narcotics.
No, I do feel
that they have a beneficial property to them.
I also agree. I just don't have self-control.
It's fine.
Point case, I can't have salt anymore because I eat too much.
That's why I didn't bring those pretzels around at all anyway.
Then that's nice of you.
Or I would have put them in a bag that said, Michael only.
Yeah.
And given him the key.
The bag has a key.
Yeah, just for fun.
Okay. Sure.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, I've been recording for a hot minute here.
I know. Well, some of that you're going to have to take out.
Nah. Yeah, what are we doing? What's the thing? How are things?
Things are good. Did I tell you last time that we were here that my piece of artwork sold?
I think so.
Okay, I think we talked about that.
Did you get paid yet?
No.
Hmm.
Because I think everything's going on to another gallery. It was just in the first Friday one for a minute. Maybe I have been paid. I don't know. No, I haven't been paid, and I'm being politely patient on it because I feel comfortable about.
Sure.
But I should have gotten paid. No, through Venmo.
Yeah.
So.
I must say that's a big nope. But what's his cut?
I think only the gallery took a little bit of a cut, and that was it. He wasn't taking anything.
But it's his stuff on your stuff.
I know. I think he just wanted to. Do the show. I didn't think mine would sell, so I did not pay attention to these details.
Sure. Yeah.
But what else has been going on? Let's see. Getting ready to plan for my birthday.
Yeah.
I gotta start a month and a half out. Been talking about Halloween.
Well, it lasts a whole month for you, though.
It's the whole month.
Yeah.
It's the whole month. So I'm trying to decide what to be for Halloween.
I feel like you spend a lot of time with the I need to figure out what I want to be for Halloween. And then you end up not picking anything, and you just do fangs and a wig.
Yes.
Almost every single year.
Every single time. Well, because it's like, all these things are fun, but I don't have time to make those costumes.
Sure.
And then also, too, like, all the things that are in the stores, I'm like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to be original.
I need to be original.
You need to buy a thing from a store and then alter it.
Yeah.
Which also takes
time. Yeah, which is what I did with my Lydia costume, but that's because I'm short.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to trip the whole time.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
So I took the bottom tier off. I don't know what I want to be. I know that for my birthday, I'm doing a spooky photo shoot.
Oh.
So that'll be fun.
That is fun.
Yeah. So I think, is it conceded that I want to do a spooky photo shoot and I'm going to print things off and then put them in, like, buy a bunch of picture frames, and then when people come to my party, I'm going to gift them a photo of me?
A little bit, but I don't know. Yeah, you like yourself.
I do.
More than most people like themselves.
I do like myself.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What's that feel like?
It's good. It's good.
I kind of feel like I'm just a burden on the world.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Definitely a burden on myself.
Well, that's different. that's your own problem.
Yeah, it's a tough one to get over.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. Booze didn't do it.
No.
That's about all I've tried.
Fuck journaling.
Yeah. Journal? No, I don't do that.
I do, but for this.
Yeah, I just kind of think that this counts as journaling.
I do, too.
Because we tell the stories.
Yeah.
With a movie.
With a movie.
Yeah.
People get caught up in our lives. How was what you just came from? You just had a show.
Oh, that was good. It was very long. It was a very long work day, quote-unquote, for me. Because I did not plan accordingly, and I kind of forgot that Knoxville is about a six-hour drive.
Oh.
And I spent so much time prepping for the show that I didn't really plan for the show.
Okay.
I did get lucky that I was one of the tables inside.
Okay.
So I didn't have to bring all of the outside setup accoutrement bullshit.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a room. It was a one-day show.
Yeah.
Drove all the way down there at 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Got up, made that drive. I like driving overnight because time doesn't really seem like it passes.
Right.
Until the sun comes up, and then you're like, oh, wow, I've been driving for 4 hours. We're almost there.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, and usually not many people are on the roads either. So
also
you get,
true.
You get through some of those bigger cities on the way down there.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I forgot my hand cart here, though.
Oh, no.
So I had to go back and forth to the car a bunch of times, like 8 trips to the car, which was a little bit further than I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Like, I did have to cross a street every time. That sucked. So I got set up. The idea was, you know, as I'm driving, I'm like, here's the game plan we're going to do. I was saying all this out loud because I'm by myself and I can do that.
You can.
And nobody will throw trash at me.
Yeah.
You know, plan, get there, set up, go find some food, come back, do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Didn't really have time for most of that.
Right.
That plan. So I walked down the street, crossed the train tracks, went to a coffee shop, got a blueberry apricot hand tart.
Ooh.
That was wonderful.
Like a handmade little Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really good. And I got a dirty chai.
Ooh.
Which is my preferred
dirty
drink at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then I came back. That's the only food I had all day.
Oh, God.
Show went until 10 o'clock at night. And I think by the time I was packed up, it was, it was about a 40-hour work day for me.
That's crazy.
Because I came home from a full day of work, took a 2-hour nap, and then went to Knoxville.
It's too much. It's too much. I can't do that anymore. Like, my body cannot do that.
Did I mention I didn't get a room? So I did sleep also in my car behind a Cracker Barrel.
At least you were in a Cracker Barrel. They allow that.
This is true.
They allow that.
I know.
Yeah. And it's safe. And they have cameras.
Yeah. And there's like other people
that
camp out there.
Yeah.
But I have a hard enough time just sleeping in my own bed, let alone in the back of a car. So I think I might have gotten about 3 hours worth of sleep there.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's really not that bad.
Yeah.
Compared to...
I'm averaging like 5 hours right now. 5 to 6.
Yeah. That's about...
That's good.
That's about right.
Maybe consistently.
It was a very interesting, weird time, though. Because, like, you know, I had to lock myself in my car. And there was a moment at, like, 2 in the morning when I was like, it's really fucking hot in here. So I, like, you know, scooted the windows down, but when I went to get out of the car, it set off my car alarm.
Oh, no.
And then it was like a mad scramble to get the alarm shut off, because there are people sleeping around me, and now I look like a jackass.
Right.
So did all that, and then I went to lay down, and like when I finally like fell asleep, I just heard running water, and I was like, fuck, did I piss off somebody so badly that they're like
peeing on your car,
emptying a septic tank or something next to me? And then, like, I was just scared to like look up and see what's going on. And then I did, and was like, oh, it's one of those auto sprinkler systems.
Oh, yeah.
But the top of it had broken, so it was just shooting a rocket of water up into the air and just straight down onto pavement. So it was literally just like a hose being held down for 20 minutes of running water, which also I had to tell myself that you're not able to go to the bathroom anytime. Because you are stuck in this car, and if you do get out, you will set off your alarm again.
Yeah.
And on top of that, if you need to go to the bathroom, you gotta drive to another place, like a gas station.
Have you ever heard of piss jugs, though?
My car was chock-a-block full of shit. There was no room for a piss jug.
We need earplugs and an eye mask for you.
I have an eye mask. I did bring that.
Yeah.
Doesn't
those are game changers for me.
It was better.
Yeah.
Because I was under a lamp.
Yeah.
Because I do want to be well lit if someone's going to, you know, kill me.
Right, so that way you're going to see well in those security cameras.
So the camera can see well when I'm dead.
Michael and I will avenge your death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We'll build you a gravestone out of...
But also, if I got out of the car to go to the bathroom, that meant my alarm would go off again, and then I would have to find another Cracker Barrel, because you can't stay after you set off your alarm two times in one hour.
The old man in his RV is going to come out and yell at you.
Yes, rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
I would be like, I understand. I am the asshole. I get that. I'm also here.
I love it.
So I forced myself to fall asleep, and I eventually did, and I slept for 3 hours, and then I went to the video store, spent about $200, and then came home. And that was the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
It was a great time.
I'm proud of you.
I recommend it to anybody.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I bought a lot of good stuff that we will talk about later.
Perfect, perfect. Well, should we dive into this?
I think we should. Where's my phone?
All right. We're continuing our... Well, since I'm the Electric Monster podcast...
You're the co-founder.
Well, yeah, but I'm also the reigning resident of vampires.
Oh, that is true.
Yes.
You're the person I come to with all my vampire questions.
Yeah, which is fair. It's fair. I consume a lot of vampire media.
That was kind of a pun. Oh. About vampires.
That was good.
Thank you. Cool. You did it.
I did.
Do they get bloodborne illnesses?
They are a bloodborne illness.
So their body just kind of susses out like HIV.
They're already dead, yeah.
Like they can't get anything.
No, that's not true, because they talk about... Okay, so Lovers Left Alive, have you watched that?
Absolutely not. It looked like it was just like some really boring shit about two people hanging out in an apartment.
No. I think you'd actually like it. It's really good. Yeah, it's about these vampires who are super old, and them trying to figure out how to live in this new world, which is our current world right now.
What do you mean trying to figure out? Haven't they been living the whole
time? Yeah, but they're bored, and they're bored. Of being alive, you know, because at a certain point they just they're bored of being alive. And the one guy makes music, but he can't be popular and people know about him, because then people would find out that he never dies,
right? Do you ever feel like your life is like that meme from Narcos of Pablo Escobar or whatever, just walking into different rooms looking at things until it's time to go to bed? Because I feel like that's pretty much what my life is.
No, I'm usually just driving around beep bopping and honking my horn at people and walking dogs. Honestly, most of my day is just singing silly little songs about dogs that are not mine.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Anywho, Only Lovers Left Alive.
Only Lovers Left Alive. Yeah. So the female, she just spends all her time reading.
Okay.
And anyway, so they talk about how nowadays everyone's blood is tainted, and it's so much harder to find healthy, good blood. Yeah, because people either have cancer or they've had these blood-borne illnesses, and so like it's really hard to find safe blood.
Do you think vampires listen to podcasts?
Well, I think they consume a lot of media.
Okay, then I won't tell them about my pure blood.
You're gonna have to live longer if you do.
Yeah, that's true. It's a catch 22. It's a weird situation. I am just cripplingly afraid of dying, but at the same time, I'm so tired of being
alive. If you get bit by a vampire and you get turned, and then I don't ever get to meet the vampires, I would be so mad.
You'd be the first person I'd turn.
We'd have to have a talk first.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, no, you'd have to wait till my hair is longer.
Does hair not continue to grow?
It does not. You stay the same way that you are forever.
That's fascinating.
So if you have short hair and old.
I've never thought about that.
You would stay short haired and old.
I've always had the idea, mostly from the hit film Blade 2, which is, as you know, one of my top 10 favorite films of all time, that a vampire ages, but extremely slowly. Because there's that one dude in Blade 2 that kind of looks like he's just like a piece of marble.
Yeah.
Like, he's wicked old, but I assume that guy's also, like a pure blood, one of the first vampires ever.
That's true, but, like, in True Blood, they don't.
Yeah, but that's just about fucking. That's all that thing's about. It's mostly a show about fucking.
Just fairy blood driving them all crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a drug?
No, that's what Sookie is. She's a fairy, and that's why they all want her.
Oh, I stopped after the first season.
It's okay. I'm on the second rewatch.
Interesting. I was like, I'm going to stay with this until Lizzie Caplan gets naked, and then I'm done with this. And that happened.
No, I'm about ready to have the werewolf show back up.
That happened pretty early on, so I didn't have to watch it anymore.
Werewolves.
Yeah.
Okay, so sticking with this theme.
Yes, yes. Because you have all the vampire knowledge.
I have too much.
It's, yeah.
We're going to do today.
It's crazy it took 102 episodes for us to really figure out, you know, what your specialty truly is.
Well, to talk about it on the mic.
Yeah.
In the background, for the folks listening at home, we are watching Blade.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I also really love Blade Trinity. I'm going to be the only one in the room.
Yeah.
But my reasons are for other things.
Ryan Reynolds?
It is. If that man is in something, I'm about it.
Yeah.
Buying the cow, we'll still watch it.
Do you have Mint Mobile?
No.
He owns it.
I'm proud of him. He's using his money wisely.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good dad.
Sure, that counts for something.
It does. Actually, nowadays, if celebrities are good humans in their actual lives, I think it counts. But
sometimes I say things and they sound conceited, but they're usually genuine. That was one of them.
So today, we're doing one of my childhood classic favorites.
Mm.
And then watching this with my producer, I realized that my parents weren't always aware of what I think I wanted to watch and rent for the VHS store, in the sense of, like, this is the movie we picked has a lot of sexual innuendos.
Yeah, but every Mel Brooks movie does.
I know, but why would my father let me watch this? Like,
because Mel Brooks movies are dad comedies.
I don't know if he ever watched it with me.
Hmm.
I think he just was like, okay, go upstairs and watch a movie.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, but this is one of my favorite.
Because dads love Blazing Saddles. That is a fact.
I gotta ask my dad what he feels about
that. I bet
that.
He loves Blazing Saddles.
I wondered if he's ever seen it.
All right, you get back to me.
I'll get back to you. but we're doing one of my favorite Leslie Nielsen and favorite Mel Brooks movies, Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
And now, coming soon to video cassette.
Vampires do exist. This one we face is unlike any other. Leslie Nielsen is Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
I love Leslie Nielsen. Say his name wrong?
No, I was just holding back, saying I would go ask my dad, but he's in a box in the other room.
I mean, technically, you can ask him. You're just not getting a response.
Oh, God.
We could go ask him a lot of questions.
Oh, man. Sorry, I had to hold all that back. Yeah, from 1995.
Yeah.
And we very rarely cover comedies on this show.
Right.
Because they're really hard to talk about.
Well, not a lot of them are in our genre either. You know, like, there's comedy in what we watch, but they're not supposed to be complete comedy.
It's also like, what am I gonna do, sit here and be like, remember that gag? That was pretty funny.
That was a good
you had
one.
To be there.
Yeah.
Because like, so much of comedy is timing and situational that it's kind of hard to just be like, unlike horror where you can be like, that guy got stabbed in the throat and it looked like, ugh, it's gross.
We find that funny too, though.
Yeah, no, that is funny. But is funny. So yeah, today's film, Dracula, Dead and Loving It, directed by Mel Brooks, the last movie he's ever directed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hasn't directed anything since 1995.
He's been in other things, but...
He's been in stuff, he's produced stuff.
Yeah.
But this was the last thing he directed. Kind of weird.
And with his wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, this movie was a huge bomb and did not make money.
It came out in, like, December.
Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah,
it came out Christmas weekend.
It was supposed to come out in September and run against...
Which would be a great
time for
it to come out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they changed it.
Which was also a bomb, I believe.
I'm sure. I've never seen it.
Oh, I've seen it. It's pretty
okay,
fun.
Maybe I'll go home and watch it later.
It's, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was also, like, kind of parodying Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula. That's the full title of the film, by the way.
No, it is. And a lot of the dialogue comes from the Bram Stoker's play and book.
Yeah.
And a lot of the jokes that they make are making fun of the book.
Yeah. And there's a lot of the Coppola kind of stuff in it, specifically like the shadow.
Right.
And his hair. When you first see him, because it's in that weird,
his little fake
the bun.
Wig. Yeah, his little wig.
Although it is kind of weird to, like, because it's kind of what Mel Brooks would do is, like, parody something that's, you know, pretty popular, but it's weird to parody something like 3 years later.
Yeah. You know. Kelsey Grammer was considered to play Dracula, but they ended up giving it to...
That would have been fine. He's got a good voice.
He's got a good voice, but I don't think...
He doesn't have the physical comedy.
Yeah, and I don't...
Well, that's not true, because remember that time when he was doing that lecture and he fell off the stage and I think he broke his hip or something? That was pretty funny.
But this would have been at the time of Frasier and Cheers.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't have been known for being funny.
Despite the fact that those are technically comedies.
Yeah, and they're all like 35 in Cheers. Like, Carla is 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I hate when I was bartending and people get my name wrong and call me Carla?
Mm.
That is the one name that I hate being called or referenced.
Yeah?
It's probably because I've watched Cheers a lot. I've seen every episode.
Why are you so angry about Cheers right now?
I'm not angry. I love it.
Okay, there's a level of anger coming out of your mouth.
No, it's just crazy that...
Where you're like, fuck Carl and fuck these 35-year-olds.
Well, Carla's like 35 with 5 kids and works at a bar and is angry all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's like working at a bar in your 30s.
That's true. I just didn't have kids.
Yeah. That's because you're smarter than most people.
I just had adult kids.
Mm, very true. Yeah. So did Carla. Look at Norm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So much of my life is coming together.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you.
No problem. That's what this show's for.
I don't think so. Okay.
So, yeah, it follows, you know, the story of Renfield's meeting with the Count pretty closely.
Yeah.
But it did also have the unfortunate task of following, you know, Young Frankenstein, which is pretty much a masterpiece.
Well, it's 20 years later.
That's true, but I do think a lot of people going into Dracula Dead and loving it was going to be like, this is kind of a spiritual successor to Young Frankenstein,
right.
Given the fact that it's basically a comedy horror remake.
Right, but it wasn't.
A classic
tale. It was a lot more, like...
It's not as good as Young Frankenstein.
I was going to say, it's a lot more spoofy.
Yes.
A lot more spoofy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much in the vein of, like, Airplane
or
Naked Gun,
yeah,
which also stars Leslie Nielsen, both of those.
Both of them.
Yeah. It's not as good as Young Frankenstein, but, you know, very few parodies are.
Right.
Young Frankenstein is kind of like...
It's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not only a good parody movie, it's a great movie, period. I remember this movie being panned, like, critically when it came out. Like, I felt like a lot of people were talking shit about it in 95.
Uh-huh.
I went back and read some articles, some reviews. I think it was, like, it might have been the Washington Post was, like, it's a pretty good time. And then, like, the New York Post was, like, this is the worst dog shit I've ever fucking seen. So it seemed like it was kind of split. I saw it was, like, an 11% on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
which,
man.
Which, as you know, I mean, fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
We also recently, I don't know if you saw this article, but Rotten Tomatoes recently got in trouble because they were accepting payments from studios to give good reviews.
That
makes
a lot of sense.
It's real scummy shit, huh? It's pretty good stuff.
Well, we know it's there.
But also the 90s were like kind of a weird time for comedy. Like slapstick, spoofy comedies didn't quite exist outside of like the Naked Gun series.
Right.
It was mostly like raunchy teen comedies and dumb bullshit in the 90s.
like Kiss the Gun or a thing, you know what I mean? Like movies about men having affairs and the women like being really upset about it.
Why is there a jet flying over my fucking house?
It's a helicopter.
Jesus Christ, is it on the lawn?
My mom and I went to the mall today and it was so desolate in there. It was like, you know that the end of the world is coming because you just, the malls can feel it.
What does that mean?
It was just empty.
That's great.
No, it's just like, there's just piles of shit. No one's folding things and putting it back. There's just piles of things.
That's not the end of the world. It's people finally coming to their senses that the mall sucks
ass.
What
do you think we'll do with these malls whenever, like...
Well, from the ones I've been to, they just kind of just stand there abandoned and nobody does anything with them.
We should have, like, 2-level pinball arcades.
Yeah. Actually, there's a mall in, I think, Cincinnati. Massive. And the only store that's still standing in that mall is an arcade.
Nice.
Slash used video game store.
Yeah.
And the fun thing about that, they have like one security guard that rides around on a Segway. He'll do the entire mall.
He has to.
For one store.
He has to.
I don't know why you don't just barricade off parts of this mall. Or you're just like, fuck it, this guy needs to get out of here. But I bet their rent's only like $20 a month. Like,
yeah.
It's gotta be nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a slapsticky spoof, borderline vaudeville, with Leslie Nielsen, who's a comedic genius. But like at this time, actually like right after this movie, he didn't really make anything that was the most noteworthy.
Right.
Aside from I think one of those Scary Movie sequels he was in.
Never saw those.
He did the Mr. Magoo live action film that nobody saw.
I probably watched
just
that.
A bunch of dumb bullshit that just like, I don't know, this movie just, it, Mel Brooks stopped directing after this. Leslie Nielsen never made a noteworthy film after this. It's,
well, he was 68 when he filmed this.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and so he was 68, making him tied with Bela Lugosi for the oldest person to play Dracula.
Oh.
And like when Bela Lugosi played Dracula in the original, he wasn't 68, but he iconically replayed his role up until he was 68. And so they both are the two oldest men to play Dracula.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they did talk, too, about, like, they were going to make this movie in black and white, like Young Frankenstein.
Which they should have.
They should have, but a lot of great Dracula films were in color, so they wanted to resemble it more like
those
movies.
Well, here's the fun experiment I did. I watched it with the color turned off on my television.
And how did it feel?
Felt great.
Oh, really?
It plays amazingly in black and white.
Did you end up watching Chucky in Spanish, like I asked you to?
No, I was living in my car at the time.
Okay. A ver, hijo de la chingada, deja de estar viendo memes, pendejo.
A la verga, me vale verga, perro. Y cállate a la verga, cállate su puta madre a la verga. La verga, vergasos con la verga.
Didn't you think it was weird that I didn't respond to you for, like, 8 hours?
No.
It's because I was driving the whole time.
I have no concept of time.
That's fair. Did you watch Chucky in Spanish?
A little bit. It was really funny. It makes Chucky look funnier.
The first Child's Play?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do it.
We've been watching horror movies at daycare with the dogs.
But all the dogs are Spanish, so they need to be able to understand what they're saying.
We don't have any Spanish-speaking dogs, I don't think. All of our dogs speak English or are deaf.
Oh, okay.
I love the deaf one. She's so cute.
Do you tell the dogs that they need to speak American?
No.
No?
No, they speak woofers.
So what were you going to do? You have to do hand signals for the dog?
Yeah.
Speak ASL?
Yeah, the deaf dog knows sign language, so when it does a good job, you shake your hands at it like this or give it a thumbs up, and it gets really happy.
And it does butt wags.
And she's so cute. She's a little white pity, but she's been eating all the tomatoes out of her parents' garden.
Oh, so she's got little reds?
Her face is just stained red. They can't get it out.
Yeah.
It's real cute.
That's fun.
Dogs love tomatoes.
You're going to miss that job.
I'm going to still work with dogs.
You're going to miss part of that job.
I'm going to miss part of that.
You can take that part with you, though, I guess.
I can find that somewhere else.
I feel like this movie was Dracula, Dead and Loving It, by the way, is what we're talking about.
That's what we're still talking about.
I think that this movie was on, like, a constant rotation on Comedy Central back in the day.
Oh, really?
So I think I saw it a lot on there.
I probably did, too. I remember renting it a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
And I know I own it on VHS now, but I remember, like, going to the video store and seeing the cardboard cutout.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which would be fun to own.
That would be fun to own.
Yeah, I also want Elvis in his gold suit. I want to own that.
I want one of those Elvira cutouts when she was selling the beer.
Yeah.
I think she was selling like Coors or something.
Yeah.
Those are hard to find.
I bet. The VHS rental place in Morrisville had one years ago.
Oh, I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, right there in the main square.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have one.
That was a cool place.
It was. Man, I would have done so well working at a video rental store.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now I don't want to start one.
You know, you and I have always kind of talked about that idea of, right. Of starting like a antique mall booth or right. something. I think next year I might actually do like an Etsy store and just sell.
Yeah.
Like my found items that I've got strewn about this house.
Yeah.
And maybe put the artwork up. You know.
Oh, that would be well. Bad.
But yeah.
Yeah. I know. I gotta.
Call it the Aeroplex.
I'm getting ready to move.
You know,
move.
What do you think about that name?
The Aeroplex?
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It also, I want it to sound like an old-timey movie theater.
Yeah.
But also an Aeroplex does sound like workout equipment. So I don't
fun.
Know.
That's kind of fun too, though.
I bet with the right graphic design, I right. can make it work.
I'm getting ready to move.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to come out how many VHSs I've actually been hoarding.
Yeah, you let me know, and I'll buy some off of you.
We'll talk.
Because or you could do what I'm about to do and just set up an Etsy store and
right.
sell that shit.
I know.
Why well, not?
Why not?
You don't even have a VCR.
I don't. I have one. I don't know if it works. I bought the VHS, or what is it, the VCR? Thank
yeah.
you. From my
yeah.
VHSs, but it doesn't have the cord to it, so
oh.
it just sits under... It's just what my PlayStation sits on.
Mm.
But my PlayStation can't connect to the internet because... technology doesn't work for me, so I can't
sure.
update the PlayStation. So technically, none of that works. It just sits there.
It's just very expensive.
Yeah, and then my Switch sits on top of that, and I don't ever play that either.
Oh,
I tried to learn how to play Zelda. I was not good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Zelda.
Yeah, the new Zelda.
Yeah.
I'm not good at video games. I don't see the point unless it's like Mario. It's a platform game I can do.
Yeah, because you're like,
yeah.
I just move right.
I
and
just
jump.
Keep going. Like the Meatball Kid,
yeah,
Meatwad. I love yeah. that game.
Super Meat Boy.
I swear to God,
it's
I beat it.
It's a very difficult game.
I beat it.
That's very weird.
I know. I beat it.
But it is one of those games that like you die and you instantly restart.
Yeah.
So I assume that you kind of just zoned in. You just tunnel visioned into
it. I hit the right rhythm, and
yeah.
then I've died so many times at the end that I figured out.
I think you would like the game Celeste.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay.
And it's like a metaphor for depression.
Okay, great.
Because it's her struggling to climb a mountain.
Oh.
It's really good.
Okay, yeah.
But it's got that Super Meat Boy, like, you know, dash, jump thing
yeah,
going
I like
for
those.
It. It's great.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Do you think that there is a Dracula Dead and Loving It pinball game out there somewhere?
Oh. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. You'd probably find, like, a Universal Monster.
That one's fun to play.
Yeah, but I don't think this movie made enough money for them to be like, we're putting merch out.
Right.
Because it lost money.
Yeah. well.
Yeah.
I can see why. But I yeah. still love it.
Yeah, but, I like it. I like it.
But I have reread Bram Stoker's Dracula multiple times. And
I've never read it. I've got it in the other room.
I read it my senior year of high school. Once they told me I was graduating, I just stopped. Participating in class and
yeah.
just read.
Yeah.
And usually one of my teachers was like, just go to study hall. And I'm like, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. I already passed your class and I'm
yeah.
sitting quietly reading. Just let me sit here quietly.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I went to study hall and read.
Mm.
So I finished that before I graduated. And then I just recently reread it on Hoopla.
Oh.
Walking Dogs. So.
Read it or listen to it?
Listen to it.
It's, who do you remember who narrated?
I don't.
Mm.
It wasn't. I don't think it was.
It wasn't
someone,
anyone.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think I.
It wasn't Anthony Hopkins or like.
No, I would have remembered
Gary
that.
Oldman or
yeah.
some shit. Gotcha.
No, it would have been fun though if it was Leslie Nielsen though.
Yeah.
He's dead though.
He's very dead.
Yes.
Do you know what his tombstone says? Have we brought this up
no.
before? I've never been to his tombstone. I assume it's in like the Hollywood Forever
okay.
cemetery or whatever. But it says. I don't know, it says, like, his name and the dates, and then it says, letter rip, R.I.P.
That's funny.
Letter R.I.P.
Let her rip.
Which is a fart joke.
Yes. What do you want yours to say?
I can't believe he ate the whole thing.
That's great. I want mine to say that death will be an awfully fun adventure.
Oh, that one's more whimsical.
It's like, it's from Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He goes, death would be an, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I want mine to say.
Mine I just stole from The Simpsons.
That's fine. You can.
I think it was like an obituary.
Yeah.
That Homer wanted his obituary to say was, I can't believe he ate the whole thing.
I like it. I'll make sure that happens.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I will be cremated, though.
We'll get something to say that.
You can spray paint it on something and leave it in a yard somewhere, and that'll count.
Okay, this is getting dark. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I looked over at
you. Okay, I kind of got like a very brief truncated version.
Let's go.
Because it is just, it's yeah, just the Dracula story. Is. So we follow Renfield to Dracula's castle to broker a land deal. Was it Renfield in the original story or was it Harker?
It is Harker.
Yeah, so they changed that.
Renfield had already been there.
So yeah, he was just some jabroni that was there to help.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned a lot about myself watching this movie. That is how I fucking laugh, because I probably thought it was funny as a kid, and now it's stuck. And then I've been doing it for the past couple days, and my producer will look over at me and go, yeah, you're Renfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rennie?
Oh,
do they call you Rennie?
No.
That's a good dog name.
But I do want an orange cat named Renfield, because they eat bugs.
Our mutual friend Mark, his beagle is named Renfield.
Perfect. Because it just makes that noise all the time.
His previous two beagles were named Bella and Boris.
Nice.
For Bella Lugosi and Boris Karloff.
Nice.
Yeah. Renfield played amazingly by Peter McNichol.
Oh my gosh, yes.
In this film.
He's just so iconic in it.
If everything you're doing is bad, I want you to know this.
Is he your Renfield?
Yes.
Of all Renfields.
Of all Renfields. Even over Hank McCoy in the new Renfield.
Right. You said Hank McCoy. I thought you meant Kelsey Grammer, because he also played Hank McCoy.
He plays the Beast, because he's always blue. So he's the Beast. Where in these new X-Men, the kid is Hank McCoy becoming the Beast.
Hank McCoy and the Beast are one and the same.
No, they're not, because he's stuck being the Beast.
Yeah, but he's always got the same intellect. It's not like he's like a wolf man.
No.
And he like forgets.
He's so sexy, all blue.
So you're into that.
I'm into it.
Fascinating.
He could read me stories upside down. You know I like watching TV upside down.
And that's what gets you going.
That's what gets me going.
Wow, I'm learning so much about the feminine mind.
Yeah. It's how they all think.
Shocking how I've been single for like a decade. So wait, did we talk about that new Renfield? How'd you feel about that movie?
I liked it.
I didn't love it coming out of it. But I still find myself thinking about it, which means I need to rewatch it, and I'll probably be into it.
Really enjoyed it. It wasn't quite what I thought or expected, but I enjoyed where they went. I could have done with it being a little bit different.
I didn't know it was going to be a horror comedy action movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and it.
Yeah,
I liked that Renfield. You know, he's Dracula's master, not a master. Dracula is his master for so long, but he spends all this time, and then he finally gets to like the 21st century, and he's like, "Oh, what about me?
Independence,
you know?" But then, and so he starts putting color into his life, and
I mean, Nick Cage is pretty amazing in it.
Yeah,
like really great.
Yeah,
if anything, it needed more Nick Cage.
It needed more Nick Cage for sure. Yeah, I just watched The Flash recently.
Oh yeah, that was god awful.
It wasn't great, but I also think it was like it was meant for people like you and I, because we just wanted to see those cameos come
out.
No,
I don't. I gave it a half star. It's the worst movie of the year.
I enjoyed when Nick Cage showed up.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people did.
Because he always wanted to be Batman.
He wanted to be Superman.
Oh, he always wanted to be Superman.
Yeah, which is what he was in the movie.
That's right. I forgot. I just always see. I just don't remember things correctly. Literally just watched it days ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty forgettable, terrible movie.
Also, I wanted Michael Keaton to be bald in it, because Michael Keaton is bald.
Yeah, that would have been cool,
That would have been great. I want a bald Batman.
I'm down.
Right?
I could relate
to
a bald Batman.
Right?
Kind of. I mean, I don't have the money, and I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, but you got the rest of the things going for you.
Don't like commitment.
Nope.
He doesn't either, and I'm very headstrong in my ways.
You are.
Don't agree so quickly to these things. Give me some wiggle room.
Nope.
So yeah, watch this in black and white. I did the color transition.
Yeah.
Like at the perfect time where I almost was like, wait, did I do this when the movie turned black and white?
Oh.
The movie never turns black and white, does it? Yeah. It's always color,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes when they like go back to,
I don't know.
I think sometimes when they go back to Transylvania, it's in black and white.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, because I watched the whole movie in black and white. But I did the color transition because I was watching it in color.
Yeah.
And then the second when, like, Renfield is like, okay, master. Yeah. And then he's got the crazy eyes. That's when I transitioned it to black and white. So it was almost like thematically, once he becomes a slave, the whole thing just like became gray.
I'm proud of you.
It worked out really, really well.
I'm very proud.
And the whole scene on the Demeter is like very slapstick, but having it in black and white gave it more of an old Hollywood kind of feel.
Yeah,
it was great. I think this movie should only be watched in black and white.
All right, I'll rewatch it then.
All right, just it's gonna be hard for you to figure out how to turn the color off on your television.
I have no idea.
It's under picture settings.
Who knows?
And then you go to fine tune.
Okay.
And then just turn the color all the way down.
Which remote? How does technology work?
Probably you use the remote that goes specifically to the television.
Right.
You would not use a Blu-ray remote to change your television.
What's
picture.
A Blu-ray?
Your PlayStation, sorry. The Demeter thing happens, which I still never saw that movie either.
What?
That Last Voyage of the Demeter that came out like a few weeks ago.
Oh yeah, I've not seen that either. It looks interesting. I don't know how I feel about that.
I like the idea of the whole movie being one chapter from Dracula. Well, I think that's interesting. And that part's usually kind of like brushed over.
I know, but like think about how many he couldn't kill everybody because he needed the boat to get there.
Well, that's what Renfield was for.
Renfield can't sail a whole boat.
Well, not with that attitude.
But also, like, man, just imagine being on that boat. Like, imagine, sometimes, do you ever think about that? Like, what it'd be like to, like, be in that era and having only to travel cross-country on a boat like that?
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Like, the
sometimes, like, especially this week, because I drove from Indy to Knoxville.
Right.
My brain is like, so, like, the Civil War, you guys just walked everywhere.
Right? Right?
Like, you guys were so angry
about
not having slaves that you were like, well, we'll walk on up there and fuck them up.
Get up there. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You went over mountains just because you were mad?
Yeah. And it was your duty?
Last time I got that mad, I just kind of slept it off.
That's usually what I do when I get mad.
Right?
I sit quietly and cry.
Yeah, I've never been so mad that I'm like, well, we're going to
walk over
a mountain. And I'm gonna shoot that guy in the leg. Bullet won't kill him, it'll be the gangrene. My brother doesn't want slaves, and I hate him now. It's fucking crazy, man. There's big-ass mountains down there.
There are, I know. I've hiked through them.
That's stupid. Mountains are dumb.
I've walked through them. I like it.
At any time when you're walking on that mountain, were you like, this is gonna fix slavery?
No.
Because that's what they were thinking.
No.
That's crazy.
I've never had that thought.
That's crazy. What a weird time.
Okay.
Yeah, after the Demeter, when they're stateside, Renfield gets locked up in the asylum,
mm-hmm.
which just so happens to be the building next to where Dracula lives.
Correct. Which is true in the book, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Seward
uh-huh.
Institute.
Yeah. And everyone's getting enemas.
Yeah, I don't think that happens in the book, does it?
No.
There's not a lot of enemas.
There's not a lot of enemas.
Yeah, that guy fixes all of the world's problems with butt stuff.
Which is not completely wrong.
No, he's onto something.
He's something.
But I do think he's
into something.
He's abusing the enema.
Oh, for sure.
He's just pushing that button.
There's a kink there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Dracula kind of integrates himself into the lives of the Seward and Harker families.
Correct. Yeah, and the first time that Mel Brooks' character meets him, he asked him if he was a descendant of Vlad.
Yeah.
Which is Vlad the Impaler. Yeah, Vlad the Impaler is where we get our vampire stories from. And there's a great book called The Historian that talks about Vlad the Impaler and like what happened to him and then why we have these vampire stories from him. Yeah, and he's actually buried without his head, and they don't know where his head is buried. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so like he's in a metal tomb and his head is missing because everyone believed him to actually be a vampire.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and actually just in like Romania, they found a gravesite of a mother and child, and both of them had barbed wires, like huge metal rods through their necks, and the teeth look like vampires, and they're said to be a vampire mother and child.
No way.
Yeah.
And no way.
Everyone's like, do not remove the metal bars. You know, we're getting to these point of like these weird mystical things that keep coming up in our like what could be weirder now 2024 bingo cards that are like right. Who had the Kraken coming out? You know,
there's no Kraken.
Who knows now?
It's just a giant squid.
We're in the dark timeline.
It's just a giant squid.
We are in the dark timeline.
You know what started the dark timeline?
Al Gore.
Close. It was Shrek.
It was Shrek. Yes, I was just talking about this the other day. I agree completely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone thinks I'm a crazy person.
No.
And that I'm a madman for one, hating Shrek, and two, thinking it was the start of the darkest timeline.
No, we're in the dark timeline. Also, like, the Kraken could be real because tiny squids can run on land. So if a giant squid could handle the light, it could run on
Chris land. Farley died. He was the original voice of Shrek. They scrapped all of it.
Yeah.
And then they re-recorded everything with Mike Myers. And then a month after that movie came out, 9/11 happened. I'm just saying.
Dark timeline started.
I think Chris Farley's death was the catalyst of the darkest timeline.
Yeah. Well, when we build our time machine, we'll go back to that moment.
Get the speedballs away from him?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be hard to do. I know. Got amazing strength.
I'll do him first so he can't do it.
You're going to take the hit.
I'm going to take the hit.
Metaphorically and literally.
Up my nose.
Yeah.
Ah, that joke just got serious.
I don't know if he was doing him up his nose, if he was freebasing stuff.
Who but knows?
Probably both, honestly. Probably both. Guy loved cocaine.
No, it's fun. You know, that's why people do it.
Yeah. Until it gets sad.
Yeah.
And not fun.
Yeah.
And then kind of scary.
Yeah. And then a little fun again.
Yeah. And then, like, once you get sober, then it gets funny and sad.
Yeah.
And then funny again.
My stomach.
What's wrong with your guts, girl?
I don't know.
What's up with them guts?
I told you. I think I have a tapeworm.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, yeah, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
So he bites the neck of Lucy.
Lucy, yeah.
Causing a Mr. Abraham Van Helsing to get involved, who is a medical professor and vampire hunter. His introduction, he's played by Mel Brooks.
Right.
Is wonderful. Of him doing the, like, autopsy.
Yeah.
And all the students passing out. See, this is how you can't talk about comedy on here. Because you had to see it.
Yeah.
but it's a good sequence.
It is.
That is the fun thing, though. I don't actually know if that scene was really, you know, bloody or not. Because I watched it in black and white.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. That's why they're passing out.
That's the only downside of watching it in black and white was the... Well, I don't know.
When they stab Lucy?
Yeah, because that scene was still pretty funny with it being black and white.
I've got something to say about that scene when it comes up.
Lucy is inevitably turned, and this is pretty much it. Lucy is turned, and she has to get killed by Jonathan
Harker. Well, yeah, so he comes to visit her three times, you know, because we're sticking with that, which I learned, too, since the last podcast we recorded.
You've done more vampire research. Yes.
We get that theory.
Yeah, I believe this was a question I had for you.
It's Nosferatu is why all those vampires have that, because in Nosferatu he has to bite them three times.
The F.W. Murnau 1930-29 film.
And even in this movie they talk about when Van Helsing shows up and he's like,
you have Nosferatu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we have Nosferatu.
Yeah, so that's why they reference it and things, but that's why...
Although Nosferatu is an adaptation of Dracula, an unofficial adaptation of Dracula.
But then Nosferatu get... Okay, I've got to do a little more research before I talk about
this. No, bring it up.
No, I was just going to say, but I mean, Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula is the first vampire story.
Is
the first vampire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nosferatu, they did not pay Bram Stoker for the rights.
No.
And they were like, we'll make our own. And it's pretty much just an adaptation of Dracula, but they didn't cite the source. No.
But yeah, even in even Bram's Dracula has to bite her three times.
Okay.
He has to come visit three times.
Yeah, because that was my question to you, was like, when do you get turned?
Yeah.
Or when do you become a familiar?
Yeah. Well, he bites her three times and then she dies, so they bury her and then she comes back to life.
Yes, yeah. Which
is true, because in most vampire folklore things, they talk about how the human body must die before you come back. Like, even, like, in The Vampire Lestat, Lestat dies. And then comes back. But a lot of times, I think, in movies and things, they've just sped it up, you know?
That was from Bram Stoker reading an article about, I think her name was Mercy Brown.
Okay.
Who was in the States, because Bram Stoker, was he English?
Yeah, Romanian,
I think so, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So he read an article about Mercy Brown, who was buried
alive,
mm-hmm. and then they exhumed her, and you know they found you know the classic like yeah. scratch marks and shit, and he incorporated that into the story of Dracula.
Right. Well, and I think that's why a lot of people got buried with bells after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Could you? Oh my god, I could not imagine. And I like small spaces, but like. Waking up being, I'm not claustrophobic, but... Like,
I think I'm going to build a coffin, did I tell you this?
For a coffee table?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah, but I wanted to also be able to support my weight, because I do want to lay in a coffin at some point in my life.
Do you sleep better?
No.
Okay.
No, I have to sleep in a very specific position, or I do not fall asleep, which I think kind of sums me up as a person.
Yeah. I think we just all learned a lot about you.
Yeah.
So Lucy dies. They Van Helsing says that we have to go stake her.
Yeah.
And so then they go to stake her, and when they're there...
Stephen Weber playing Jonathan Harker.
Yeah, Jonathan Harker asked if there was an alternative for staking her. And he goes, we could cut off her head, stuff her mouth with garlic, and tear off her ears, which is what they actually do to Lucy in the book.
And it's all pretty much what they do to Mercy Brown, except they cut out her heart, and they burnt it, and then they turned it into a drink and had people drink it.
After they...
True story.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That part was like part of the thing that Bram Stoker was like, what the fuck is going on over there? I got a story to write about
right.
this.
Okay.
So part of the Dracula story is actually born out of a real life thing of
yeah.
a person allegedly coming back to life
yeah.
from beyond the grave. Combined with Vlad
right.
the Impaler.
Right.
And that's what made
yeah.
Dracula.
Yeah. And
pretty
probably,
fascinating shit.
That is.
Yeah. Listen to the lore episode about Mercy Brown.
Okay.
The first American vampire. It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
On my list.
No, I meant for the audience, but you too. You should
will,
listen
yeah.
to it as well. Save it for a late night.
A spooky night?
Yeah.
Whee!
Yeah. So yeah, they stake her. He stakes her. Hits her like, what, 3 times? And
yeah.
every time is just a geyser of blood.
Yeah.
And Helsing is like, she just ate. What do you expect? Which is it's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Dracula then sets his sight on Mina Seward,
mm-hmm.
which I believe was like the wife of the dude who owned the Institute.
That's his.
Or is that his daughter?
That's his daughter.
Okay.
In this one, they make him. In the books, he was a suitor, and then this one they made it her father.
Oh, gotcha.
So really, only Jonathan.
Right.
Is into Nina.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were co-stars on Wings.
That is true.
I watched a lot of Wings as a kid. I wanted to be a tiny little adult.
Yeah,
and
you
now
were.
As an adult, I'm like a tiny little child.
Yeah, you're reverting back.
I'm reverting
you're
back.
You're picking up for the lost time.
I don't know if that's good.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think that's how everybody does.
Okay.
That's why the only movies that make money are giant nostalgia trips, because people just want to go back to what they knew.
Okay.
And they don't want to accept brand new stories.
Yeah. There's not... Yeah.
It's true.
All right.
It's all comic books and remakes. That's all we make anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to Shrek being the last thing.
God, it's the fucking worst, man. So yeah, he bites Mina. I didn't get the count on how many bites he got
in.
He
only gets the two, I think.
Okay.
He only gets the two.
The family starts to suspect Dracula.
Right.
And they test the theory at like a governor's ball or some shit.
Yeah, they invite him to a ball because they know he can't resist.
Yeah.
Because he loves a good time.
This is true.
But he does love to show off, you know?
Yeah.
And that's true, too, in the book, is that he goes to this ball. And why they're at the ball, obviously, it's like just a funny comedy of him dancing. And it's no one, they can't see him
right.
in the
right.
mirror. And so they find that out. But then also, like, after the ball, they follow him to his castle. Because part of that ball is that they have to find out where his lair is.
Yeah, so they let...
And they let Renfield out.
Because they know he has...
He's drawn to him.
Yeah.
And I love the slapstickness of, like, how Renfield, like, looks to make sure no one's following him. And yet they're, like, 6 feet away. You
yes.
know, but he's just such an idiot. And also,
yeah.
like, anytime he eats a bug or anything, I just fucking love it. It just makes me so happy.
Peter McNichol does not get the props that he deserves.
No.
He's great in this. He's amazing in Ghostbusters too.
Yes.
He's so good. He's the best part of Ghostbusters
too. What else has he been in?
I don't know. Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
he was in that.
He's probably like the only reason why I watched a couple episodes.
Right, of him and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, well, I wasn't into him at that time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's not really my Iron Man's not my thing. I know he's not always Iron Man. I just can't think of something where I was like, ooh, Robert Downey Jr.
Ew. I mean, he's an attractive fella.
I know, but I'm like, I'm falling in love with Michael Keaton when I'm
no, that's true.
Eight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Michael Keaton was my first star crush.
Is that?
Probably.
Who are your other celebrity crushes, aside from Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds. But that was like a teenager one. And sure. That's fair.
No, that is fair.
You know, from what, like, the life
I mean, I guess I would ask, like, what was your... What's your, like, crazy, completely out of, like, left field, the crush that no one would expect someone to say?
I don't know. I gotta think about that.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
Let me think about that.
Okay,
Before we close, I'll have an answer.
I doubt it.
I bet I do.
I you're coming around to Tom Atkins. I know that.
Oh, my God. I loved him all the time. And I got to meet him, and he smelled so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Whoa, we gotta get back into this thing, huh?
Yeah, keep going.
There's a really great shot during the ball dance where the camera is on a like an oscillator basically. Yeah. So it starts from the left and you see Leslie Nielsen and what's her name, Mina.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing a goofy dance where he's like got her by the hand and the leg and he's spinning in a circle, so she's like elevated, looking like she's flying. And then the camera pans to the right and you see the mirror.
Right.
But there's no cut. So it pans from the left, they're doing a swing, and it pans to the right, and she's floating with no one there.
Huh.
So the way I think they did that was the mirror is not an actual mirror. It's just a frame, and there's people inside that frame, and they're doing the same action.
And that's not her.
Backwards. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting.
It's her on wires or something.
So someone on wires.
But it's a really cool...
Yeah.
Trick. So good that you don't even think, like, there was no fucking cut there.
Well, and now, too, like, sometimes, like, going back and watching movies like that after so much CGI has happened in our lives, that it takes your brain a minute to go, oh, wait, that's not how they did that.
I think, if anything, maybe
I mean, we watch a lot of movies, so, like, we like to figure those things out.
Yeah.
But, like...
But I think me watching it in black and white was like, wait, well, what?
Yeah.
Because it puts my mind in, like, oh, this was shot in the 70s, but it wasn't. It was shot in 95.
Yeah.
So it did the opposite for me.
Yeah.
But there's some really good, technically savvy stuff happening there. In a comedy that you wouldn't expect something like that to be happening.
I would eat bugs. Like, honestly, I think
I've eaten grasshoppers and mealworms before.
Yeah, I honestly think that, like, moving forward in the future, like, I would much rather move into, like, bug-based protein things.
Bug consumption?
Yeah. Although I don't want to eat a protein bar, like... made out of roaches, like in Snowpiercer.
Oh yeah, that's gross.
Yeah,
I've never eaten cockroaches.
No, but I
grasshoppers are good though.
I would rather do that than like man-made processed meat in a way. You know what I mean? Man-grown.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have bug farms.
Do you think processed vegetarian meat is just as bad?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's way worse.
Yeah. Right.
There's so much sodium in that.
I feel the same.
Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir, girl.
I know. Like those Morningstar burgers, like, yeah, they're a good alternative, but they're not healthier for you.
Right. Just get some beans.
Just eat beans.
Beans are wonderful.
I love beans. Eat some nuts.
Go crazy for
some
nuts.
Go get you some grasshoppers. Be a Renfield.
Yeah.
In a world of Draculas, be a Renfield.
That's a t-shirt
right
there.
I know. Like, where did my pen go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what? You know, Dracula becomes aware.
Yes.
Sees that. Oh shit! I'm
well.
Had.
They follow Renfield to the castle, and then there's the big battle happening, and of course it's just hysterical. And like I love when
it is just two old men just kind of slapping each other.
Yeah, yeah. And then Leslie Nielsen turns into half a bat, but still
has his head with
the ears.
I love that effect.
You know, like, you know, if our audience wanted to pitch in and pick a tattoo for me, I would take Leslie Nielsen with
a bat.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
that scene. When they killed, when Renfield accidentally kills Dracula, has been pretty much a plot point that they used in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
When Guillermo, accidentally kills the head vampire played by Doug Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much the end of it. Like Dracula flees They burn him alive.
Yeah.
He dies.
Well, and then the doctor says that Renfield is free and he's masterless, and then ends up just following the doctor.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's like,
his brain is already gone. You know what I mean? He can't be anything more than a Renfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a Renfield.
Be a Renfield. In a world of Draculas, be a Renfield.
Yeah. That's pretty much the plot.
Yeah.
In a
it's funny and
truncated
you know,
version. It's only a 90-minute movie, which comedies should only be 90 minutes.
Right. What did you pair with it? Like what would you double feature with it? I can tell you what my producer and I double featured.
I like that you refer to him as your producer.
I think it's great because you're the CEO of Gitsy Corp and now I have a producer.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really think of that. I mean, you could really do Once Bitten.
Once Bitten. Yeah, we paired it with Repossessed, since it's
oh,
it's
sure.
a parody on
sure.
The Exorcist, you know, and Leslie Nielsen.
Yes, so or Wrongfully Accused.
Right. Or picking something newer. I had What They Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, the first time I saw that was like, I was just so happy.
It's great.
I was like giddy walking around the house smiling. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you could do, once again, you could do Idle Hands, which we still need to cover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely a necessity for us to cover that
I'm going to bring the bong over.
Yeah, now fine. That's fine.
We can rip it into the sound.
You can.
I can.
Michael can. I can't.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We got to think about that.
I don't think it affects him, though.
It might not.
One time he did mushrooms and it did nothing for him.
Some people don't process things like that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I had a buddy who would eat like 100 milligrams all day, any day.
Yeah.
Over and over. And
it did nothing.
Nothing.
Eventually, you got to the point where you're like, I'm wasting money on you.
Well, the that's
his money. He bought himself, but you're wasting money on you.
It's like, okay.
You could just be eating portobellos.
Yeah.
Shiitakes. Or oyster. Those are good mushrooms.
I need more mushrooms in my life.
You do. I love a good mushroom.
I need less rancid pork jerky and more mushrooms. Actually, at Costco, those little like mushroom chips that they have, those are so good.
I don't know nothing about no Costco.
I fucking love Costco. You know I do. Go get a $1.90 hot dog and soda.
As my good friend Maddie Matheson has once said,
anybody can go to Costco and buy bullshit, you know? Buy from farmers.
Words to live by. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Monster Squad. You could pair with Monster Squad. Have a great, great time.
That is good.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, that's even better.
Which is what we did in the previous episode I've recorded. I haven't edited it yet. But
I was like, I haven't listened to that.
Yeah, last episode was Ernest Scared Stupid and Hocus Pocus double feature episode.
Nice!
Yeah.
What do you feel about Hocus Pocus?
Did not care about it.
It's fine. I watched it as a kid, wasn't that into it, but also by the time that was coming out and I'm in the age bracket that was geared towards.
Sure.
I was already watching scarier shit.
Yeah, well, also, as a kid, you're relating more to the kids.
Yeah.
And as an adult, you're relating more to, like, the witches, probably. Well, and you're like, yeah, fuck them kids. I don't care.
Eat kids.
Eat them. Fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, but I do think about...
They had a good life.
Every time I use a vacuum cleaner, I think about that movie.
Oh, sure.
And the remake's okay.
The sequel. Although it basically is a remake.
Yeah, and they're going to have a third one. Don't really care.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm not into it, but Ernest Scared Stupid.
Great movie.
Right up there next to Dracula, Dead and Loving.
It's a masterpiece.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
It's on YouTube for free.
Perfect.
Yeah, you got to watch ads.
I don't care. I like it. It gives me time to go do stuff.
Sure.
It was like as a kid, it was my reward to if there's a commercial, go do the chores in the middle of the commercial and then come back.
You had it timed out. You're like, 3 minutes.
Go run out.
Bickety bam, I'll be back. Yeah, it was funny. Craig had never seen Ernest Scared Stupid. He did not grow up with Ernest.
Actually,
which I find fascinating to live in Indiana and not grow up with Ernest.
Is Ernest from Indiana?
No, but he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
But those trolls are pretty scary.
You know where you've seen those trolls before?
They're the killer clowns from outer space.
Goddamn right they are.
Painted over.
You're goddamn right they are.
I know.
And those guys are your best friends. They're your best friends.
Oh my gosh.
They're childhood friends of yours.
They are. So watching this movie with the producer, we were talking about my childhood and like how this movie, Dracula Dead and Loving It, The Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and Once Bitten are probably reasons why I have an obsession with ice cream trucks.
Oh, sure.
And what do you think I feel about clowns? Do you think I'm obsessed with clowns?
Obsessed is a strong word.
Do you think I like clowns?
I don't think you necessarily care about clowns or like them.
I don't really like them. I'm not scared by them, but I don't want to be them either.
No, no, no. You would definitely not want them in your life, like, as a mainstay.
I don't think... If one of you ever met someone who's a clown, I'm sure they're out there. But whenever you ever met someone who goes, I'm a clown, and you go, that's cool.
I don't think if someone was like, yeah, I'm a clown, like, on the weekends, I like to go to hospitals and be a clown, I wouldn't be like, well, that's...
creepy.
Yeah, I would just be like, that's... why?
Yeah.
The fuck got you into that lifestyle?
Trauma.
Are you stuck? Do you need to find a way out? Just pack your bags and move. You don't have to be a clown every day.
All right.
Well, that's weird.
How do you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume this is a 5-star film for you.
No.
No?
No. But I'm going to put it probably like...
You have a hard time, I think...
emotionally...
You're getting away from the nostalgia factor for some of these things.
I would definitely give it a 3. A solid 3.
I think 3 is good.
Because it's funny...
Yeah.
It makes me laugh still to this day.
Yeah, I had a couple literal laugh out loud moments.
And I think I like it.
I like it too. I think it's even better in black and white. I think it's like a 3.5.
Okay, in black and white. Perfect.
I think in color, it's like maybe a 2, 2.5 for me.
All right, that's fair.
But it gets bumped up quite a bit if you watch it in black and white.
All right.
It just plays better.
I'm going to try it.
The color, like it looks like it was meant to be black and white.
Yeah.
But they were like, we have to release it in color.
Yeah.
Like, the lighting is, like, perfect noir lighting that's, like, just cascading on the eyes. Like, it looks amazing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how they did it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Dracula Dead and Loving It. Not as good as Young Frankenstein. Kind of weird we haven't talked about Young Frankenstein yet.
Well,
no, but we'll get around to
it. Also, I think we don't typically do a lot of comedies.
No.
And this episode probably shows that.
Yeah. This will be my lead-in to the Halloween block that we're doing.
Cool.
Which, unfortunately, I guess you're not going to be on those because we're doing a whole director retrospective for that month. But
and I've seen none of those.
Yeah, so I can use this episode, actually, as the lead-in to it, though.
Creepy sounds in the background?
No, not necessarily that, but I've not told anybody what we're covering yet.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, we could do that right now, actually. We could do that right now. So for the Halloween block in, I think we're doing 3 episodes, 3 movies each. Chase and I will be discussing the filmography of one Robert Zombie. How do you feel about Rob Zombie?
Honestly, I don't think I listen to much of his music. I'm not a hater. I just don't, that's not always in my...
But I bet you know all the words to Dracula. You know about digging through the ditches and burning through the witches so you can slam in the back of your Dracula.
I go to Spellbound and they play that off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, but I enjoy it. And then, I know that House of 1,000 Corpses is really good. I know I've seen it.
I watched it twice.
Yeah.
I don't want to get any spoilers. Kind of sucks.
Well, I think I've watched it once and I was probably when it came out.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any of the Halloweens.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I've not seen any of the Halloweens.
You would hate them.
I think I've tried and I was like, nope. And
no, that's fair.
I think I rented them, or not rented, but I think I bought them cheaply at a bookstore, and then I watched the first one and said, this is weird, I don't like it.
Yeah.
What I do remember about one of them was that I do like that it kind of, like, shows him living in the sewers a little more, right? Or it shows him, like, I don't know. There's still, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I've still got to rewatch them.
Yeah, I don't know. They weren't.
I'm only 2 movies deep
right
now.
They're not my Michael, so I'm not into it.
Sure.
You know?
Good look. Good build.
Yeah.
Looks intimidating and scary.
Not into it.
Yeah, me either. I think I'm going to make a lot of people mad.
That's okay.
And I'm sorry about that in advance.
Who fucking cares?
But, you know, not everything's for everybody.
Yeah, you know.
We'll see. I'm going into them knowing that I don't like his movies and hoping I come out of them liking them more.
Or learning something.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
It's 9 movies, though. Yeah. It's a lot to watch.
Well, we'll see what Rotten Tomatoes gave him.
That doesn't mean a damn thing.
Not
Fuck
anymore.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
You know, we haven't done a sign-off in a while, and I think I skipped it a couple episodes.
I know.
So, I guess you got anything to promote? You might be starting a little business thing next year?
Yeah, I'm not...
You've got the baby steps?
I got the ideas floating.
That's great.
What I mean?
Keep an eye on whatever will happen.
I'm
sure you'll post on the Miss Gitsy channel.
Oh, yeah.
On the Instagram whenever something happens.
I own all the Miss Gitsy's everything.
Yes.
If the new social media comes out, I go out and get Miss Gitsy and all.
Oh, you got it on Threads?
I should do that.
You need to get it on Threads. You've got about a month.
Before
you got about a month to get it out there.
Oh, yeah?
Because that's when this is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone beats you to it, you're fucked.
You're going to beat me to it, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't care enough about social media.
You have to download it.
To do, exactly.
But what is Threads? It's just Twitter.
It's just Facebook Twitter.
I don't like it. I'll get it just to have it.
You should probably do
that.
I'll
just do that. You should do it. But I don't really care.
No. The Irvington Oddities Market, I think, had just happened. I'm recording this a little in advance. So thanks for coming out to that.
Woo!
The next show will be the Living Dead Weekend in Evans City, Pennsylvania, celebrating the 55th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead in the city where it was filmed. So that's going to be great.
Right.
Come out for that. And that's probably my last show of the year. So that's it. Follow along the podcast on Electric Monster Pod and follow me at AeroSoulPro. Follow you
at Miss Gitsy.
At Miss Gitsy. And you know what old Jack Burton says, in a time like this,
in a world of Draculas, be a Renfield.
Exactly.
Perfect.
The pressure was on you and you almost fumbled the ball.
I almost fumbled
but
it.
But you picked it up nicely and you ran.
You know that I do better with spontaneous.
I know. Look,
chaos.
What I could have done was just said my line and then copied your thing and just threw it at the end. And I might even still do that.
These people
we'll
need
see.
All of this.
They don't need any of this talk.